the only warrior for Ulster, Cuchulainn would have to fight the entire army of Maeve, but one by one. He knew he could easily win each fight, at least until he would be exhausted. But the task would be formidable, enormous, as there were thousands on the other side. The men from Connacht followed the rules of honor and couldn't deny the request. And so began the first duels. Cuchulainn won fight after fight, and days passed that turned into weeks. Queen Maeve saw her army slowly bleed, and the bull still hadn't been stolen. But Cuchulainn also had to face another dangerous opponent while containing the army of Connacht. One day, between two fights, a beautiful young woman came to him and claimed to be the daughter of a king who had come to offer him love. Focused on his task and remembering why he was not on the frontier on the day of the invasion, he refused. Hearing this, the woman revealed herself as the Morrigan, the Phantom Queen, who was 1 and 3 at the same time. In revenge for the rejection she had suffered, she intervened in his next fight against yet another warrior from Connacht, and she intervened under three different forms, first as an eel, then as a wolf, and finally as a cow. But each time, Cuchulainn wounded her, and she had to retreat. More days passed, and Cuchulainn's strength was abandoning him. After one particularly arduous combat, he lied, severely wounded, and wondered if he was going to lose, leaving Ulster and its bull at the mercy of his enemies.